views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much today for joining me. I'm so happy you're listening in. You know, my wish is that during this hour, you will hear something that will activate your deep intuitive knowing, motivate you to take the next step in your life, and hopefully touch your heart and soul. Intuitive awareness opens the door to a magical way of life. As you listen in, pay attention to your own intuitive knowing. Trust it and allow it to guide you. Anytime during the week, please feel free to contact me at sgd7777@yahoo.com. That's my email address. If there's a particular topic you'd like to address, or if you have any question or concern that I can address during the show, please feel free to just drop me a line. Again, that's sgd7777@yahoo.com. I did get a few emails this morning, which was great, and we're going to address those during the show today. We're also today going to be taking calls, so if you'd like to call in, question, concern, want to talk about intuition, the number here is 800-930-2819. We're also going to be talking today about developing your intuition on your own, which I have to tell you was a topic that I did not think of my own, actually. I had a someone write in last week, and that was one. Her question was that I'll read you her particular email to me, and let me just get to the email. But again, please feel free. Give me a call, 800-930-2819, or give me an email. As I look for the question, well, wouldn't you know, I can't find it right now. But basically, like I said, the question is that she was living in an area of the country and where she wasn't able to take classes and have a mentor or a teacher in a physical kind of way that she knows where she is. And she was wondering if how to go about developing intuition on her own, if it's possible. And I thought that was a great topic because I think it happens to so many people. And unfortunately, often people, intuition comes to us in a way that it's very personal. You know, we can feel something that someone else feels. We have a dream that guides us. We may feel someone from the other side or just have an intuitive knowing that kind of perks our interest. And we don't always get that kind of confirmation that is very, very helpful when developing intuition. And a lot of times, you know, we might be with people, friends who are not necessarily interested in this either, or may even kind of feel uncomfortable with it. So I'm going to address that today. I'm going to talk about ways to kind of develop it on your own. You know, obviously there's lots to talk about with that, about how we can verify intuitive information, what to look for. Before we get into that, though, like I said, I do have some emails I'm going to address, and I do have a call. Someone's on the line. So, Brian, who do you have there for me?
I have Ann from Fall Church, Virginia. Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am very good. I just wanted to see if you could perhaps tell me about, I understand that if you feel like you've been an old soul and you've been around for a long time, that self-esteem is a big part of something to learn as a lesson.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, we have people in our lives that are supposed to teach us these things or put these events in our life or talk to us in a way to help us work on our self-esteem. And I'm wondering how you think I'm doing in that department. I feel like I've worked on it a lot,
uh-huh.
and I think that's my biggest lesson by all the events that have happened in my life.
Right. Well, Anne, you know what? I just think that, you know, you have to, I have to tell you, just the fact that you called me today to talk about self-esteem on the radio, and I'll look at it intuitively, but I have to say that's like a really nice, solid kind of step in positive self-esteem. Even just the awareness that this is your lesson is such a high-level soul, I have to tell you. Because, you know, these are the
it
kind
is.
Of things we run
I
from.
I can't
you know?
Tell, because I think I could tell, because it's coming to me in little pieces.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, these are the kind of things we don't want to know. You know what I mean? We don't want to know if we have self-esteem issues. We don't want to know if there's something that we need to improve on. So I'm just congratulating you for your self-awareness. I think it's wonderful. All right, but let me just tune in for a moment and see what we get about the bigger picture intuitively for you with this. All right. Well, what your guides and angels are showing me real quickly here is that yes, you have been working on this in many lifetimes. They show me one particular life where you were a very loving, healing soul, that you had gifts, intuitive gifts, and you were training to be a healer, a kind of a energy, I guess in those days they didn't call it that, but basically a healer. You were a woman in that lifetime, and you were very humbled by the kind of magnitude of working with spirit, with divine energy. You were very intuitive, so you kind of really felt the deepness of that kind of huge energy power of what spirit is, and you were very humbled. And that's one of the things that your guides want me to bring up to you, is that there's a difference between being humble and having self-esteem issues. And it's real important to, for you to separate the two, because you have a very humble spirit, which is a very strong positive. And it's a very spiritual attainment that really is hard to, it's one of those things that, you know, takes a lot of refinement to be a humble soul. And that's like A plus for you, because you have that humble spirit. On the personality level, on the part of you that operates in the world, the self-esteem issue is, yeah, I can feel it. I can see it there. I feel like part of it is for you kind of really trusting and knowing that having power is a positive thing, and that you're not going to jeopardize yourself spiritually, and you're not going to have like aggression or power over others. My feeling is that there's a somewhat of a power. You're a very powerful spirit, very powerful soul, but you aren't always comfortable being in that power, you know? And so I just get the recommendation for you to practice that a little bit more and trust yourself with it. You know, you have such wonderful gifts to give others. And for you, the self-esteem issue for you, right? I mean, obviously in relationships, I get it, with family. It plays out in a lot of different areas. But you can do a lot towards your healing with this by simply owning your power and knowing it's good, you know? Like really knowing mm-hmm. it's good and putting that forward. And knowing, you know, it's funny because your spirituality and your personality, kinds of, you know, the things we get into, like I said, with relationships, they're really entwined with you. And that does make it a little harder. I'm being signaled. I got to go to a break right now.
Okay.
Let me just touch on this for a moment when we get back. Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Sherry Dillard, and I'm talking to Anne from Virginia. And she called in with a question about self-esteem. And we're just to kind of finish up what we are talking about, Anne. You know, as we're taking the break there, I'm really feeling, too, that sometimes, you know, we have to forgive ourselves for things that we don't even know that we've done, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's just a general kind of really deep kind of forgiveness of whatever we have thought, done for ourselves and others. And I feel like I just want to extend that to you today because from your angels, because your angels are giving you that blessing of forgiveness and really want you to take that into your heart. And it's nothing that has been horrific or, you know what I mean? This is just take it in, accept this. And just know, you know, how good you are, what a good heart you have. And when it's all said and done, that's really all that matters, you know? That's it.
I wonder if even if it's at the expense to work on self-esteem, even if it's at the expense of family?
Well, absolutely, because the truth of it is that, you know, you have come into the family, your family, to be able to heal this. And as you heal, as you come into your loving power, as you come into your ability to be in that in a positive way, you're shifting the whole paradigm in the family and allowing others to step into their power. And even though initially it may cause a little bit of disruption, that's only temporary, you know? I mean, it's just a temporary shift. And ultimately, it just creates so much more positive healing potential for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
have to do it. There's really, you know, that's what I'm saying. You're a very powerful person. You're taking that stance and making that shift lifts the whole family energy dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can step into that now. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
All right, my dear. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. So let me talk a little bit here, and then I'm going to get to one of the emails I got today about developing intuition on your own. Now, I have to tell you, there are no accidents in life, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you that, but there are not. And so if you find yourself feeling isolated, if you find yourself, you know, Anne, I'm sure feels isolated too within her family, because, you know, a lot of times we're placed in families where we have to do the work, you know, we have to be the ones that kind of bring in a different energy. But let me not deter from my track here. So let's say that you're in a family or in a community, friends, whatever, and all you just have this interest in intuitive development, mediumship. You're getting all kinds of different, you know, intuitive messages and experiences, and you're kind of nervous about talking to people about it, or you have, no one seems to be interested. They kind of look at you a little weird. And there's no one that you're aware of that you can kind of develop this with. I have to tell you that, like I said, that's not an accident, that if you find yourself in that situation, know that you're strong enough to basically handle that, that, you know, not having physical people in your life that you can talk to about this and work with, what happens is that it actually opens the door for you to work on a stronger basis with your angels and guides in the spirit realm. You are never alone. You actually can accelerate your intuitive growth by not having people physical support at first, because it will almost force you to go into a deeper spiritual awareness in order to feel that kind of support from a different place other than the physical. And I'm going to give you some tips on kind of ways to work with that. But I want you to know that your angels, your guides, loved ones, and spirit are guiding you. That if you're feeling an impulse to develop this more, it means that you're not alone. Even if you feel you're alone, it means it's almost like an invitation into a deeper awareness of what's around you and who's around you. They're opening the doors and saying, you know what, you're not going to find necessarily the support you need in the physical realm, but you're going to find it here in the spirit realm. And so I'm going to talk about ways to kind of tune into that a little bit more, where you can feel that support more visceral, that you can actually kind of depend on that more and trust it. But before I go into that, I've got another call here from Jennifer. Brian, is this right?
That is correct. We're going all the way to Berkeley, California. Jennifer, welcome right to the Sherry Dillard Show. What's your question for Sherry?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sherry. I have a health question.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Sure. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm
okay,
here listening.
Okay, like dropped
what is,
a little bit.
Your health question.
So I've been dealing with some digestive issues. They've been pretty chronic, and they've been kind of progressive through the years. Uh-huh. I've tried a lot of different people to work with, and recently I've been doing acupuncture for the last maybe 3-4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I just like noticed, well, and even though like intuitively I was feeling like, yeah, this is the right person I really need to be working with right now, it's like I still like feel bad. And like in this week it's just like I just like hit a wall and it's just still not
okay. All right,
really going. So I guess I'm kind of wondering if, one, I'm on the right path with this one acupuncturist, and two, if there's actually, even if it is the right person, if there's like something else that I should be doing and focusing on to kind of get things moving.
All right, let me just see what I get with you digestively, and then I'll go into the acupuncture and all that. Let's see what we see with Jennifer, though. All righty. All right, well, this is what I get very clearly. I feel that this is a very old issue. I feel like this actually started when you were quite young, because I feel like there's, I'm going to try to describe where it is. It's the upper stomach, close to the bottom of your sternum, the rib cage, and then extending a little bit out in the front of your stomach. I'm feeling right in there some tissue that has had some scarring on it, and it's, how would I describe it? It's very there's you know, like a, like if you were a weaver, or when you get fabric that has a really rich texture to it, it has a really rich texture to it. And because of that, what's happening is when you eat food, when you are digesting, is that food asks, you know, kind of the chemicals, the breakdown and all that kind of rubs up into that kind of really, that texture of tissue, and it kind of gets caught in there, and it creates kind of pockets of so this is what I see there. But you know, it's interesting, I feel like this started with you honestly almost about age 10 or 12. I get I feel like this has been in operation for a long time. It may not have caused you physical problems like it is now, because it's, you know, progressed over time, but I almost want to see what the original cause was. But I mean, we're short on time, but let me just see the important information here for you. All right, let me see your acupuncturist now, if that's gonna you know, what's happening now is that the acupuncture is basically creating more energy flow through the stomach. And so what's happening is that it's kind of churning up and increasing and activating some, like I said, of these folds in this tissue. There's more energy flowing through it. And so it's actually feeling worse, because it's kind of being kind of detoxed. It's being kind of, you know, moved out of its place. So I feel like, let me make sure that's a positive thing for you, but I would think that you're probably feeling worse. But let's see. You know, ultimately, I do feel like this is going to be helpful, because ultimately what this is doing, it is creating more energy flow, and it's going to give some of these folds I get in this tissue a chance to kind of really release what it's been holding on to, and therefore it will begin to heal a little bit, because right now it's almost like it's not able to really heal, because it's always dealing with this influx of chemicals and acid from the digestion. So ultimately, it will give it more chance to do that. I feel for you. I really feel for people who go through things like this, because I'll tell you, stomach and tissue, it can be one of the most kind of painful kinds of things to go through. But I do feel you're on the right track with her. I would almost say, to even if possible, I know, you know, some acupuncturists don't like doing this, but to even kind of increase it a little bit. I don't know if it's going to feel good right away, but I do feel it will flush it out a little faster, which would be good.
You mean like have more sessions during the week?
Yeah, and a little bit more of the intensity of it. Yeah. I feel like she might even, you know, put more needles into, just because I feel like you might need it. Do you do yoga or anything?
Because I know, like, last week I went in and I got one session and she put in some other needles and it was, like, way too intense.
Like, yeah, I know. It's going to be intense. I know. Well, I mean, go with your comfort level. It would just be good to kind of get this flushed out. I'm going to have to take a break in a minute, so let me just finish this up quickly here. Are you doing any kind of yoga or anything, Kujang or anything like that?
I try to keep up with yoga. It's just that sometimes, like with the digestion, it's like it draws my energy so much that then it's hard for me to stick with it.
I've noticed that mostly in the last year or two. Anything to bring more energy power into the solar plexus. I would love to work longer with you. I'm always curious. I was like figuring out how this started because there's something that triggered all of this when you were younger. It actually might be something as innocent as some fruit or vegetables or something you ate that had some kind of pesticides on it, something like that. I just get a reaction to that in the stomach because you're already pretty sensitive. And I hope you are eating organically because pesticides and things like that, you are going to be very, very susceptible to. So I've got to take a break. Thank you so much for calling, though, and sending you lots of love and healing for this.
Okay,
we'll be right back. Thanks again, Jennifer.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. Please, if you would, if you're interested, check out my website, www.sherrydillard.com, and sign up for the newsletter. I am getting ready to, in fact, I did post one class today. I'm going to start later in the spring. a mentoring. Well, I've got a couple Skype classes I'm going to start. Both I'm looking forward to. One's a new class about using intuition to kind of reinvent yourself, to kind of guide that intuitive spirit of yours forward. And I'm excited about teaching that. So you might want to take a look at my website about that. And the book, my latest book, You're a Medium, which I had published in this past January. Please maybe take a look at that. I've got a video of the book trailer on the website too. So before we went to break, we were talking to a caller, and before that we were talking about developing intuition on your own. And I was saying about how when that happens, I want you all to know you're not alone, that you're kind of being called into more connection with the spirit realm. And it's important, you know, a lot of times one of our biggest things that help us when we take a class is getting over that hump of fear of the unknown or fear of, you know, what we're opening ourselves to and, you know, what we can't see or know or feel with our physical senses can provoke some stress with people. You know, the unseen is a safe place. It's actually a little bit more inherently positive and life-giving and loving than sometimes the physical world seems to be. And you can trust it. You can receive its direction and the blessing of it. The universe responds to your efforts with whatever your intention is, and certainly in developing your intuition. When you notice that, when you can kind of see the magic in the things that are happening in your life and know that you're not alone, that you're being guided, you're going to be able to kind of begin to see the world in a different way. You're going to be able to receive messages of support. And these messages of support and guidance that come from, well, comes to you from kind of, again, the spirit realm, the powers that be, comes to us in all kinds of ways through synchronicities, coincidences that, you know, kind of seem like, well, that certainly could have happened, and I don't know. It seems, you know, well, here, let me give you an email from someone, and I'll explain where I'm going with this. I got this email earlier today, and it's a good one to kind of illustrate this point. Because one of the ways that, well, let me tell you about some of the ways that spirit will use to get our support, and to get our attention. A lot of times they'll use animals. It can be a certain bird, a hawk, blue jay, raven, that kind of seems to be with you quite a bit, seems to kind of be outside your window, or you go outside and it's flying above you. You're driving in your car and it seems to almost be, you know, flying right next to you. It can be things like finding feathers or finding certain coins, having clocks stop at a certain hour, or a couple weeks ago, I was getting ready to give a talk, and I was giving a talk about, connecting with higher energies, and I was sitting there at my table saying to myself, now, how do guides get our attention? What are some of the ways? And just as I was thinking that thought, my stove buzzer went off, and it kept going off. No matter what I did, it kept going off to the point where I thought I was going to go crazy because it wouldn't stop. And I called a appliance repair person because I could not get the buzzer to go off, which he came right away, which I was kind of surprised. And probably 5 minutes before he showed up, it went off. And it's never gone on since. So that was kind of as I was getting ready for the talk and asking, I think it was like this big exclamation point, like, you know, that, yeah, we're listening and this is one of the ways. But anyway, let me read this email to you. Well, the first part of the email says, is there a way to open up your third eye? Also, I know you get asked a lot about seeing numbers. Lately, I've been seeing 333, 222, 111, but mostly 444. Could you tell me what the meaning of this is? Well, that's a great question because, as I said, it kind of goes along with my what I wanted to talk to you all about today. And I do get asked a lot about numbers, a lot of questions about numbers because a lot of people are seeing them. And keep in mind that numbers are energy, you know. Numbers actually are important energy. And when you see, basically, I want you to keep this in mind. When you're seeing three numbers in a row, 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, 666, 777, whatever it may be, those are always numbers that are coming to you from higher energies. Your angels, your spirit guides, those are kind of a signal that you're working with those higher energies. 444 especially is a number from your angels letting you know that they're there. They're reassuring you that there's usually, if you're seeing 444, there's a lot of angels around you. And their support, their help is right there with you. 222 is usually a number that you're going to see when you're wanting and hoping and wishing for something to come into manifestation. It's a sign that there is, you know, something in the works for you, that there's something coming your way. So 222, okay, let's 111 is usually the invitation. It's the initial invitation that you know, kind of like, we're here, the gates are opening. You know, it's that invitation to just open yourself and go into that higher level awareness and knowing. I would recommend, if you are seeing numbers, and especially numbers 3-3, you know, that are coming in threes, number that comes in twos, and certainly even if it's, you know, one number, they're all important. All the numbers are important. But one of the ways to work with numbers is to, one, you know, what they certainly get our attention when you see them over and over. You know, we kind of know there's something up and we know there's someone speaking to us. And then from there, the number is the way of like ringing the bell on the phone that's saying, okay, you know, we want to talk to you. We're here. From there, what you're going to want to do after you see the numbers and kind of get that message is to be quiet and listen, to meditate or contemplate, take a walk in nature, be alone a little bit and just listen and ask. It doesn't have to be something that you have, you know, you might not even know what to ask. You can simply ask for more guidance or direction. And a lot of times that guidance and direction is not going to come in the form of a inner kind of dialogue. Sometimes it will, but a lot of times if you're dealing with these higher level energies, the guidance is going to come. You might get a simple knowing. You might get a kind of a sense of comfort, sense of love around you. You might get a tingle through you, but really pay attention to what happens in your life. Pay attention to opportunities that come up, changes that you may want to resist. Let's say you're seeing 222 a lot. That could be a number, like I said, of something coming into manifestation. So instead of beginning to be doubtful about something or worrying or getting stressed or getting kind of frustrated that what you want isn't happening, if you see these numbers, you're going to have to, it's important to work with the energy in this way, to take action, make that shift, tell yourself that confirmation is present, and really work at kind of getting into your own center and not letting yourself get really kind of into that place of needing more affirmation and worrying and saying, I wonder if this is really happening. I wonder if it's not. You know, a little bit of trust and acceptance can really accelerate our growth. And, you know, angels work hard to, and guides, they work hard to get us these messages, you know? So it's important to kind of have gratitude for that and then acceptance of that and then quiet and peace without kind of getting, like I said, back into that human mind that needs, 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 because that human mind is never going to be able to fully understand the spirit energy. It's always going to need more confirmation. It's always going to need, you know, something that the spirit world doesn't necessarily vibrate to. So part of developing intuition on your own is really trusting that you are in the flow, looking for signs, looking for synchronicities, and then asking and trusting and going forward and taking action. We're going to talk a little bit more about this as we go, and we're going to take a break right now.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Everyone, you are back. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I want to get into an email because we've been talking today about how to develop intuition better on your own. And this email is actually a good question that would have to do that. To do with that, this is from Kelly. I got this one earlier today too. She says, in a nutshell, I've been aware of being highly intuitive since about age 13. So for the last 30 years, I have had really exciting and sometimes scary things happen, including knowing things, seeing things, hearing things that don't make sense at the time. I've also had many dreams that have been premonitions. Here's my question. All of the things have happened to me in a seemingly random manner. I have never been able to figure out how to tap into these abilities in a purposeful way. I always use the information I receive to help others and myself. I have always had the intention of using the information in a positive and healing way. I'm a therapist. How on earth do I start doing this in a more purposeful way? The random and somewhat chaotic way that the information comes to me is quite frustrating. All right. Well, that's a great question because it has a lot to do with what I hope to share with you about developing intuition, kind of if you are doing this on your own, which most people are, let's be honest, right? So anyway, this happens primarily because I know this seems like a ridiculous answer, but because we're intuitive. If you're intuitive, it's like if you are able to feel the rays of the sun and see the sun, then you see the sun and you feel the rays of the sun. If you are intuitive, then you receive intuitive information. You're aware of energy information. It's the way it is. It's going to happen. Now, what you need to know, though, everyone, because I'm sure this is happening to a lot of people, is that this happens primarily when we do not have enough time to devote to just plain old listening. And when our lives don't have a place for intuitive awareness to have our complete focus, it's going to bombard us and come in and come in and come in and kind of get all kind of chaotic the way Kelly described. Before I started doing readings for people, like I do now almost every day, I had so many things happening to me. It was a crazy world, you know, all the time, just one thing after another. And it was a difficult, difficult way to live. Now that I do readings and I know how to kind of harness the energy, this really very rarely happens. It's so unusual for me to get random intuitive information unless I'm open for it and working with it. So what I suggest you do, Kelly, and everybody else who has this experience, every single day you have to devote some specific amount of time to just listening to your intuition. And you have to get either a recording of it or write it down in a journal. So let's say every morning before you go to work, right after you wake up, or in the evening before you go to bed, or during the middle of the day. But as much as possible, and when I say as much as possible, I really mean as much as possible. Not, well, I didn't have time, I can't do it. You got to do it because it's going to change your life if you do it. And if you don't do it, you're just going to be all confused. So you say, okay, for this 20 minutes, we'll say, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15. I would try to do at least 15 minutes, though. I'm going to just sit. I'm going to sit silently. I'm not going to have television. Nothing. I'm not going to have my phone on. I'm just going to sit quietly. You can close your eyes, breathe, and just listen. Feel what you feel. When I say listen, I also mean see, feel, however your intuition comes in. You may see images. You may get intuitive awareness through knowing. You may feel feelings you don't understand. Your body may feel certain ways. Whatever happens, just write it down. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to, am I crazy? Did I really feel this? Just stay out of all that nonsense. Just write it down. Do this every day. Every day, sit, listen, feel, intuit, and write it down without any kind of thought of I have to know what this means, I have to interpret it, am I crazy, am I not crazy, all that kind of stuff. Just put that all to the side. Your job is just to sit, intuit, and write. If you do that for at least a week, I want to say longer, what's going to happen eventually, and it could be less time, but it's not going to take that much time if you do what I'm saying. But eventually what's going to happen is that a part of you that you're kind of suppressing is going to kind of come more into service for you. It's going to come more into your awareness and power. And that part of you is going to actually be able to have more of a sense of awareness of what it is you're intuiting and the importance of it. It's a weird thing because it's not your human brain that's doing it, and it's not that intuitive part that's just receiving. There's actually another part of you that is wise, knowing, loving, eternal. It's your spirit. And that spirit part of you is going to begin to surface, and it's going to be able to guide you in this. And what's happening when you don't have that spirit awareness is that what's happening is the human part of you, your personality self, your day-to-day self, is trying to deal with all this intuitive information coming in, and it's overwhelming. It doesn't make sense. It's got to be that spirit within you that's going to finally, at some point, it's going to emerge within you as you give it space. And you got to give your intuition time to clear out. That's why I'm saying you've got to do this for a week, 2 weeks, maybe longer, shorter, because the channels are all full of all this intuitive stuff. So give your intuitive energy a time to detox, to clear out, to just write down, record. Don't just feel it. You got to write it down to get it through you. And then eventually the spirit will surface, and the spirit will be this clear, wonderful, just knowing. It'll start to take charge of this. It'll be the interface between your personality self and all the energy information that you're receiving, and it will be able to guide you in this. And that's where the purposeful part of you resides. Now the intention is obviously really important, but try this and I guarantee you a whole different kind of energy with your intuition. I'd love to talk about this more. I will talk about this more next time we meet. We're getting down right now to the end of the show. I very much appreciate everybody who has written to me. I'm going to try to get to all of the emails. I didn't get there today. And thank you for the calls that came in. I am teaching a Skype class coming up, which I usually teach in person, but hopefully this, if you can't get to the area where I teach, we can do this. We can do a class on Skype. Check out my website, www.sherrydiller.com. Sign up for my newsletter because there's going to be more information about the classes that come in. And again, hopefully this week, listen to your intuition. I would love it if somebody just heard what I said about the practice of everyday listening. I would love it if you'd give me some feedback on that. And give me feedback, please, about any of the intuitive things we've been talking about, where you're at. We can, helping you is going to help a lot of people. So feel free to, again, give me an email about that, sgd7777@yahoo.com. And have a wonderful week. It's been great.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.